and it's been old home week getting caught up. First, the return of Carrie after weeks away. Great to catch up with Ty Anderson again, first time in a while. And I'm going to say in the 11 and a half years of doing this show, we have never gone this long without talking to Alan Adams. But he's here now. Okay, it's over the phone, which is not quite as good, but we'll take it. Alan, how have you been?
I'm doing well, Rich. How are you? And I think you're absolutely right. I think this is easily the longest we've gone without speaking.
Well, we've missed you. We had holidays and vacations. You had some unfortunate weather damage or plumbing damage in the house, and yeesh.
Yep, no, absolute disaster in the house, but you know, it's fine. We're making do.
Well, we're glad to hear that. Hope your holidays went well. Other than that,
they did. We actually had a lovely Christmas. A wonderful New Year. Actually, saw the ball drop for the first time. Certainly in years, maybe ever, in downtown Bangor, which was a lot of fun. Most of my time has been consumed by a little something that me and some friends have been working on.
Well, yeah, this is a very exciting, and I've known about it for a while, but you kept it a secret from many of us for quite some time, but it's all coming up this weekend. Tell us about this terrific theatrical project that you're working on.
We're doing, in conjunction with the folks at the Bangor Arts Exchange, we're doing a production of Samuel Beckett's sort of seminal theater of the absurd work, Waiting for Godot. It's a show that I have long been enamored of ever since I first encountered it in my first go-round in college. I actually directed a production of the show back in 1997 with some friends at Alfred University. And it's one of those things where I've always wanted to revisit it. And, the idea had been sort of percolating for a while. And then, back in the springtime, I started having conversations with Brad LaBrie, and we had been talking about wanting to collaborate on something. We didn't know what it was we wanted to do, but we wanted to come together and try to do something. We had kicked some ideas around, and we just kept coming back to this idea of wanting to do something like Waiting for Godot. When we decided, okay, let's give this a go, we reached out to Josh Gass at Launchpad at the Bangor Arts Exchange. He was extremely amenable to the idea. And then we got off and running. We've been talking about it for months. We started rehearsing tail end of October. It's coming. It's one of those things. We've had some obstacles along the way due to some unavoidable outside circumstances. We were initially planning on a 2-week run. We would have opened this past Friday, but circumstances led to us having to cancel that first weekend. And so it's one and done, Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend at the Bangor Arts Exchange. So,
mentioned you and Brad. You've got three other talented folks involved in the cast as well.
We sure do. Our friend Adam Cousins is part of the cast playing Lucky. Zach Robbins is playing The Boy. And a newcomer to area stages, a gentleman by the name of Sean Lopez. He's a doctoral student at the University of Maine. He's a PhD student. A fortunate set of circumstances caused him to cross my path. Brad and I were trying to figure out who exactly we could find to fill the role of Pazzo. We had a couple of options that proved untenable for various reasons. And so we sort of touched base with Sean to see if he would be someone who would fit. And he's been a wonderful addition. His energy, his talents have been great. So it's a really pretty fantastic cohort, putting together, again, one of the bleaker shows of the theatrical canon. Although, and I hope that we're able to convey this, do it justice. It's also a remarkably funny show in so many ways, and I hope that humor comes through enough to counterbalance the existential bleakness that permeates the thing.
And you're Vladimir, right?
No, I'm Estragon.
You're Estragon. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Brad is playing Vladimir. I'm playing Estragon. And yes, co-directors, co-producers, stars, this will come as no surprise to you, Rich. It's something that I haven't really dealt with. Producing stuff is hard.
Oh yeah. Well, especially when you're wearing multiple bowler hats.
Yes. So it's one of those things where, like, you know, you jump into a project like this, and you obviously, you know, don't expect to know everything, but it's the stuff that you don't know that really kind of catches you off guard sometimes. And so it's been a really phenomenal process, been a wonderful sort of learning process for us, both in terms of digging into this really rich text and like bringing a full theatrical production to the stage at the Bangor Arts Exchange, which hasn't really happened in its current incarnation. There have been some sort of one-person shows, stage readings, and stuff like that, but it's like mounting a play hasn't really happened in that space. And so we're taking our role as sort of pioneers very seriously. And again, I can't say enough good things about Josh and all the folks at Bay who have been so supportive of what we're trying to do. And and I also need to make special mention of Emma Howard, who has come on in recent weeks and been just an absolutely vital part of the production process. Like, this is a person who has really, you want to talk about wearing many hats, stage manager, dialogue, aid, like, you name it. Emma has done it all, and we honestly could not have done it without them. So I just wanted to make sure that Emma got a little bit of a shout out before
absolutely.
Was done with you.
Alan Adams talking with us here on Down to Earth. There are a lot of words in the show too, but it's also a notoriously difficult show to do. What are you finding is the biggest challenge of pulling this together?
Like, honestly, Rich, it has been a long time since I was in a show where I had this heavy a lift. Just in terms of, like, I mean, other than a brief moment in the second act, I'm on stage the entire time.
Mm.
Like, and Brad is in a similar situation where, I mean, he's very briefly off the stage, but for the most part, like, we're there for the whole time, and I don't necessarily have the same stamina I had, you know, when I was 20 years old. And so, like, that has been something that's been a real challenge for me. And Beckett's dialogue is notoriously twisty and packed with abrupt turns and non sequiturs and finding, you know, not only keeping all that in your head, while also sort of maintaining the relationships that are key to making this show work. It's hard. Like, it's been really hard. And directing oneself in this sort of production, also incredibly hard. It's frankly a very ambitious undertaking, and one that I believe is going to be a successful one. Thanks to a lot of really hard work from a lot of really talented people.
Awesome. Well, the shows are Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. What are show times, and how can people get tickets?
Yep. Friday and Saturday night, a show starts at 7 p.m. Sunday afternoon, the show is, I believe, at 3 p.m. And tickets can be found. They could be purchased through the Eventbrite link at the on the various Facebook event posts. You can also go to the Bangor Arts Exchange website, bangorartsexchange.com, and you can purchase tickets there. I will be warned, it's not a short show, so get ready to really buckle in and go for a ride with us. But I think it's going to be worth the trip. I don't think folks have seen anything quite like this around here for a while. And so it'll be nice to sort of give an opportunity to, you know, share one of the classics, a show that is near and dear to my heart, near and dear to all of our hearts. Give us a chance to share that with the people of Bangor and beyond.
Very cool. Well, I applaud you and Brad and everybody involved for taking it on and giving us something to break up the monotony of January. It's going to be awesome this weekend. We look forward to seeing it. Look forward to having you back. Now, you teased this a little bit. I don't know if you can say anything yet, but you will be back soon talking movies with us.
I'm not gonna go into any detail, you know, on the airwaves. We can have a chat off air if you'd like at some point soon. We will have a chat off the air sometime soon because but I'm not gonna go into details just yet. I will be back in a much more regular capacity sooner rather than later. I hope it's probably once I put this show to bed. I've got some other irons in the fire, but come probably next month, we can get back into the swing of things, and you can really you can count on seeing my beautiful face gracing the studios once again.
Well, I would hope so, because this absence is it's just been tough for all of us here.
Yeah, I mean, they say it makes the heart grow fonder, and that's true.
Oh, there's no question about
it. GD it. Don't I miss you, fellas.
Right back at you, my friend. Well, give our best to all the boys in the show and to Sheridan and to Stella, and we look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Absolutely. Oh, to give you a little bit of news that will not shock you in the slightest, just so everyone out there knows, for the eighth time in 10 years, is the champion in Kibbles and Picks.
Shocked, I am shocked. You were doing well there for a while. What happened?
Yeah, I had a nice run, but she squeaked it out one game. She beat me by one game this season, but a win's a win. So that's better luck next year, I guess.
Never bet against Stella. That's what I know.
Amen to that.
All right. Hey, thanks, Al. Break legs this weekend.
Hey, thanks, man. We'll see you soon.
You got it, Alan Adams. Appearing this weekend, Bangor Arts Exchange, Waiting for Godot, the Samuel Beckett classic.